אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. From today, all Israelis over the age of 45 will be eligible to receive the first COVID-19 shot as Israel's vaccine drive continues to expand. 2,027,835 Israelis have received the first dose of a coronavirus vaccine and 205,579 have received the second. A study published on Friday found that of the first 600 people to get the second dose, 70% they felt some pain at the injection site or other minor side effects like fever, nausea or dizziness within the first 72 hours after getting the shot. There were no reports of serious side effects. Infections and fatalities continue to surge over the weekend, while Israel remains in a third national lockdown. Head of the Coronavirus Task Force, Professor Nachman Ash, said yesterday we're at peak morbidity and the high number of serious patients is placing a burden on hospitals, but he doesn't believe they face a risk of being overwhelmed. The number of active cases and the number of people in a serious condition has risen dramatically, causing many hospitals in the country to close their doors to all but life-saving cases. The death toll stands at 3,943. A 47-year-old coronavirus patient at Ichilov Hospital in Tel Aviv died after his breathing tube was detached. The hospital said staff didn't notice for several minutes as they were dealing with other emergency situations in the intensive care unit. Following the patient's death, the hospital says it will cut back other operations to boost the medical teams treating those sick with COVID-19, and it will undertake an investigation. Transport Minister Miri Regev was photographed at an office birthday party in her ministry on Tuesday with over a dozen employees in clear violation of the national lockdown imposed to curb the spread of the virus. Regev's office later explained that the minister was only briefly at the event and she told the workers to obey the restrictions. She was seen sitting at a food-laden table with 12 other people as they celebrated the birthday. The lockdown, which Regev herself voted to apply, limits indoor gatherings to just 5 people, and those in the photo were not maintaining social distancing or wearing masks. Clashes broke out on Thursday in Jerusalem's ultra-Orthodox Meir Shearim neighbourhood as police enforced lockdown rules there, where dozens of Haredi schools were open in violation of coronavirus restrictions. Police said rocks and bags of rubbish were thrown at officers who detained 7 people on suspicion of violating public order. According to the current regulations, schools were supposed to be closed, but in Jerusalem, Bnei Barak, Bet Shemesh, Ashdod, Elad and Modi'in Elite, classes for ultra-Orthodox students were held as usual. A video has also circulated showing students singing and holding hands in circle dances at a national religious yeshiva in the West Bank settlement of Bet El. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas issued a presidential decree on Friday ordering Palestinian national elections to be held within the next 7 months, a move which could send Palestinians to the ballot box for the first time since 2006. Palestinians across the territory in East Jerusalem, Gaza and the West Bank will head to the ballot box on May the 22nd to vote for the Palestinian Legislative Council. Another 2 rounds of elections will be held afterwards. On July 31st, they'll vote for Palestinian Authority President, and on August 31st, they'll vote for the Palestinian National Council. Hamas welcomed the announcement. A 51-year-old Palestinian man from Nablus was arrested on Tuesday after trying to stab Israeli guards with a screwdriver. The suspect arrived by foot at the Calandia checkpoint crossing north of Jerusalem, but didn't have a permit to enter Israel. After being denied entry, the suspect pulled out a screwdriver and tried to attack one of the guards. A 22-year-old Palestinian man tried to stab an Israeli policeman outside Hebron's Cave of Machpelah, the Tomb of the Patriarchs, and was shot and wounded by officers early on Wednesday. Gunshots were fired at Israeli military bulldozers operating on the southern Gaza border in 2 separate attacks on Wednesday afternoon. No Israeli troops were injured. At least one vehicle was lightly damaged. A Jerusalem court froze the auction of 1,257 new units in the controversial Givat Hamatos neighbourhood in East Jerusalem on Friday. The auction was scheduled to finish on January the 18th, but the non-profit Ir Amim organisation, along with 25 Palestinian clients, submitted a petition last week alleging that the auction of the units discriminated against Palestinians. Around 40% of the Givat HaMatos apartments are being auctioned off as part of a government program that subsidizes cheap housing for young families. But only Israeli citizens are eligible for the program, and East Jerusalem Palestinians are defined as permanent residents, not citizens, under Israeli law. If built, Givat HaMatos would become the first new Jewish neighborhood in East Jerusalem in two decades. The neighborhood's location has drawn controversy, as its construction would make a contiguous Palestinian capital in Jerusalem far more difficult to achieve. Kahol Levan leader Benny Gantz, on Monday, pleaded for an alliance in the upcoming elections of all who oppose Prime Minister Netanyahu. He urged Yair Lapid, Ron Huldai, Moshe Yaalon, Avigdor Lieberman, Nitzan Horowitz, Itzik Shmuli, and Yaron Zalecha to come to a meeting in order to search for and find the way. Responding to the Monday announcement, Lapid's Yesh Atid said it would make every effort to form alliances that will lead to a sane liberal government that will change the country. Lapid has said in the past he would be open to a possible union with Gantz once more, but only if he, that is Lapid, leads the slate. Yisrael Beiteinu leader Lieberman on Tuesday rejected Gantz's call for an alliance, saying, "Benny, there's no point in a meeting whose sole purpose is to secure your seat in the next Knesset. You missed your opportunity to replace Netanyahu. We have 1,300,000 reasons not to believe you." New Economic Party's Zalecha also dismissed the request for unity from the Kahol Levan chief. Former Defence Minister Moshe Yaalon said on Friday that he plans to run alone in the upcoming March elections, despite his dire showing in recent opinion polls. There are currently two candidates for the Labour Party leadership after the Tel Aviv District Court ruled that Labour must hold primaries despite a decision by current leader Amir Peretz to cancel them. MK Merav Michaeli and attorney Gil Balin have announced their candidature. Party's number two, Yitzik Shmuli, the current welfare minister, will decide on his candidacy in the coming days. Amir Peretz will not be seeking re-election. Jewish-American billionaire Sheldon Adelson was buried on Friday in a small funeral on the Mount of Olives, with only close family members present. His coffin arrived in Israel on Thursday, draped in US and Israeli flags. Adelson, who died on Tuesday, was a strong supporter of Israel. He donated $25 million, a record sum for a private citizen, to Yad Vashem, established a think tank in Jerusalem, helped underwrite congressional trips to Israel, helped build new headquarters for the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, APAC, and was later a major supporter of the Israeli-American Council. His most lasting contribution may well be his sponsorship of Birthright trips to Israel for young Jewish adults. Israelis were deeply moved on Wednesday when, in the run-up to the vote on whether to press forward with the impeachment process for US President Donald Trump, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi unexpectedly quoted from a 1982 Hebrew poem written by the great lyricist Ehud Manor, "Ein li eretz acheret," "I have no other land," words that resonate in Israel across the political spectrum. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem. רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.